Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Quarter Life Breakthrough. Invent your own path, find meaningful work, and build a life that matters. By Adam Smiley Pozwalski. Introduction. My Quarter Life Breakthrough. How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. Annie Dillard. Have you ever known that you needed to make a change, but were completely unable to do anything about it? Have you ever felt like you were physically paralyzed by life? Like you were trapped in a room and you couldn't get out? That's exactly how I felt for almost 2 years at my job at the Peace Corps headquarters in Washington, D.C. On paper, and to the rest of the world, the job was perfect. I worked as a special assistant to the director of global operations and later was promoted to a program specialist. I got to sit in on senior staff meetings, draft important memos, and sometimes write remarks for the director of the Peace Corps. Once, I traveled to Botswana and worked with the Secret Service to help plan Michelle Obama's visit with Peace Corps volunteers. The job had promotion potential. I was making $70,000 a year at the age of 28. I had the best healthcare plan in the country, a matching 401k plan, and long-term job security. My boss told me I was doing a great job and that I was indispensable to the team. My parents were proud of me. When people at happy hour asked me the DC requisite, "So, what do you do?" they were always impressed when I showed them my fancy business card and told them I worked at the Peace Corps. Everything was perfect about my job, except for one tiny, very important thing. I was miserable. Every time my alarm went off in the morning, I'd feel a shooting pain go up and down my back. I used to call this pain my morning edition because it coincided with NPR waking me up. It's morning edition for NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep, and I'm Renee Montaigne. Yesterday, the Senate blocked a measure to expand background checks for gun buyers and ban assault weapons, despite the recent tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School. My morning edition would shoot up and down my back when I was tying my tie before leaving the house, riding the bus down 16th Street to work, and when I scanned my ID badge in on the way to the office. I feel it on the elevator ride upstairs, in weekly team meetings when we went over bullet-pointed to-do lists and discussed best practices, and when I was out at a bar with friends, feeling my BlackBerry vibrate with an email from my boss at 10 p.m. The pain, which manifested itself physically as shingle.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?